Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 18th, 2010. Today's report starts with the Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed two brothers, Mohammed and Islam Yassin, who were members of the Army of Islam on Wednesday evening. The Israeli Air Force targeted their vehicle in Al-Waqta Street in the center of Gaza City. With regard to this news, two mortar shells from Gaza landed on Thursday in the southern district of Israel, adjacent to the Strip. No injuries were caused. Also in Gaza, the Prime Minister of the deposed government, Ismail Haniyeh, held out his hand to the Palestinian Christians community and claimed that his government has a moral and national commitment to them, adding that they share the same pain and hope. In addition, the member of the political bureau of Hamas, Dr. Mahmoud Zahar, denied claims reportedly made by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that Hamas planned the assassination of Nablus governor, Lieutenant Jibril al-Bakri. In the West Bank, Israeli army invaded a